U.S. President Donald Trump recently praised Liberian President Joseph Boakai for speaking good English and asked him where he went to school, seemingly unaware of Liberia's deep-rooted ties to the United States. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. What Trump may not have realized is that English is Liberia's official language, and many Liberians speak with a distinctly American accent. That accent isn't surprising, given the country's unique history. Here are five key facts about Liberia, a West African nation with strong historical links to the US. Five fascinating facts about Liberia and its unique ties to the United States. 1. A flag inspired by America. Liberia's national flag bears a striking resemblance to the US flag. It features 11 alternating red and white stripes and a blue square in the top left corner with a single white star. The star represents Liberia's status as Africa's first independent republic. In contrast, the US flag has 13 stripes, symbolizing the original colonies, and 50 stars for each state. Liberia's flag was designed by 7 black women, all born in the United States. 2. A presidential link to global football. Timothy Weah, a rising star in world football, is the son of former Liberian President George Weah. Born in the US, Timothy plays for both the American national team and Italian club Juventus. He launched his career at Paris Saint-Germain, won the French League One title, and had a brief stint at Celtic in Scotland. His father, George, is a football icon. He won the prestigious Ballon d'Or in 1995 while playing for AC Milan, making him the only African ever to claim the award. He later served as Liberia's president from 2018 to 2024. 3. A nation born from freedom. Liberia was founded in the early 19th century by freed African Americans who had been formerly enslaved. The country declared independence in 1847, and was the first African republic to do so. 4. Strong historical ties to the U.S. The name Liberia itself comes from the Latin word for freedom, and its capital, Monrovia, was named after U.S. President James Monroe. Many of Liberia's early political and legal institutions were modeled after those of the United States. 5. A Nobel Laureate President. Liberia made history again in 2011 when its then-president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, became the first elected female head of state in Africa to win the Nobel Peace Prize. She was honored for her efforts to secure peace, promote women's rights, and rebuild a nation ravaged by civil war. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first elected female president, and Liberia's trailblazer. In 2005, just 2 years after Liberia's brutal civil war ended, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf made history by becoming Africa's first elected female president. She led the nation until 2018, earning global respect for her efforts to maintain peace, rebuild institutions, and champion women's rights. Educated in the United States, Johnson Sirleaf studied at Madison Business College and later earned an economics degree from Harvard University. Her American ties and global outlook shaped her leadership style and deepened Liberia's international engagement. Her presidency was marked by bold decisions and moments of remarkable courage. In 2011, she was jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize with fellow Liberian activist Lema Bowie and Yemeni journalist Tawakkul Karman for their nonviolent struggle to expand women's rights and political participation. In 2016, Forbes named her among the world's most powerful women, a testament to her legacy as a reformer and peacemaker. Liberia reacts to Trump's comments on Boakai's English. Former U.S. President Donald Trump recently appeared surprised by Liberian President Joseph Boakai's fluency in English, prompting mixed reactions at home. Liberia's Foreign Minister Sarah Basilo Nyanti downplayed the moment, saying it reflected a lack of understanding of Africa's linguistic diversity. "Liberia happens to have the American English intonation," she said, adding to Trump likely recognized something familiar in Bokai's speech. "We were not offended at all." Behind the scenes, the two leaders reportedly shared a discussion about the deep historical ties between the U.S. and Liberia. But not all Liberians brushed off the remark. Accountant Joseph Manley said Trump should have been better briefed. "Liberia has always been an English-speaking country. Our president represents a country with a rich educational tradition." Henrietta Peter Mogbala, a human resources professional, saw a broader issue at play. "Too many people outside Africa are unaware of our countries and cultures. The dominant global narrative still focuses on war, poverty, and underdevelopment." Still, others saw no offense. Lawyer and politician Kenny Obala argued, "I believe President Trump's remark was a genuine compliment. There's no sign of sarcasm, it depends on how people choose to interpret it." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.